This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
Tina, 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 you are listening to the Rangers Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. But the man who leads us forward, the star of this show, is the brilliant David Edgar from the Heart and Hand podcast. You can find David at Ibrox Rocks. David, always a pleasure to get you on, and to get you on being introduced by Tina Turner, simply the best. David, I know there was a game tonight. You was there, all of the action, and it is back to basics. 3 points needed, 3 points they got. 2-1 against Hibernian. David, please tell us all.
Well, Charlie, we desperately needed that, I think it's fair to say. We have been rotten since the winter break, really. And the first half, it looked like continuing. But we got a goal right on the stroke of half-time that was an equaliser after a bad mistake led to the first goal. But in the second half, it was like we got a Rangers back. That goal felt like it could be a lifeline, felt like it could be a turning point. Too early to say, but they actually did grasp the opportunity and in the second half came out. And I don't want to get too carried away about Yanis Hadji, but I think he might be the best player that ever lived, either through real life or fiction. So, if that was... It was brilliant, Charlie. It was almost like this kid came out in the first 45, where he was, you know, decent, he was neat and tidy, but it was almost like he came out and sort of licked his finger and held it up to get the temperature of Scottish football, and then went in at half-time, went, right, OK, I've got this, and came out in the second half and just absolutely dominated. It was like watching his old man, mate.
Yeah, well, the son of former legend, now making his debut for Rangers. You brought him in very late. Well, I want to get to the additions. But at one point, David, knowing we do this fan show every Wednesday, and especially after the game, I'm keeping an eye on the result. And it was 1-1 for quite a while. We're nearing the end of the game. And I thought, please, please don't do it. Not just for this show, but I'm willing you on. Was there a sense that Rangers maybe wouldn't find that goal and it would be another draw?
There was a sense tonight going into the game that if we drop any more points, that's it. It really did feel like that. And then in the first half, it was more of the same, unfortunately. Side to side, no thrust, no penetration. And I thought, oh, we're doing it again. And then a mistake by Alan McGregor, normally so reliable. We go down 1-0 and the atmosphere in the stadium was not good. But then, as I say, the team, it was almost like that goal. I mean, obviously, it didn't happen on Saturday, Aberdeen, it was a 0-0. But it was almost like that Hibs goal kind of woke them up. And who knows, maybe in time we'll become to seen as a blessing in disguise. At the time, it felt like a bally good disguise, I'll tell you that. But George Edmondson, who came into side tonight, he got us a goal. And as I say, we turned it around. In the second half of Charlie, for the first time, I'd say since December, really, Rangers, we were making chances, we were playing good football. I felt for the first time in weeks, it's coming. You know, a goal's going to come. It won't be out of nothing. It won't be against a runner player, anything like that. It won't be a brilliant bit of striking player, whatever. I just thought we're getting nice cumulative pressure. And then it did get late, don't get me wrong. It was the 84th minute. But when it came, it was well deserved. And they saw it out confidently. That might sound like a wee thing at this point, but they had, you know, the referee came out with about 45 minutes of injury time,
That's why I'm glad we've got you, David. I was worried that the show would have to be cancelled, mate.
Oh, totally. You know you're in trouble when the guy comes out with the board and it says till Thursday. But we actually played it out really comfortably, and just all of a sudden you begin to think, right, they're remembering they're actually quite good at football. The gaffer made a lot of changes tonight. There was a few guys who'd, you know, been in the side and underperforming that dropped out of the team. And I think there was a real sense from the players tonight. They gutted this one out in a way that they didn't do at Tynecastle, a way that they couldn't do on Saturday, which was a really frustrating day. And in the end, I don't think anyone could deny that Rangers were well worthy of the 3 points. Chap was very excited, obviously, by the result. As you can hear, folks, I'm literally leaving the stadium area. Yeah.
Fair play to him. Live, authentic reaction, David. It's why we call you. It's what we want on the Rangers fan show.
You say that, Charlie, but do you really want live, authentic reaction from a half-cup glass region? You could get in bother, so yeah. I'll try.
My governor may not, but I'll do.
Yeah, decorum. Remember where you are, right? We're living in a world where you can wear a dress to go clubbing to the House of Commons, so, you know, anything can happen these days. But it felt big, and the crowd got behind the fans, and it might mean nothing. You know, if we go out and get beaten the next league game, then we go back to square one, and this was for naught. But it also feels like the black spark. But this might be the one. This might just be the result that just reignites us again. Only time will tell, but it did feel big and it did feel special tonight.
Yeah, it did. And David, it sounds cliched. It sounds absolutely pathetic. But sometimes wins like this, when you do gut it out and you need to show a bit of grit, a bit of desire to get it over the line, to get those 3 points, they can be worth more to a team than a 5-0 thrashing of someone when you don't learn much about the side and you've rolled a team over.
Yeah, especially a team that were bang out of form, which Rangers have been for weeks. And they knew it. You know, you can tell that the players were looking at each other and saying, you know, why is this not coming off? What has gone wrong? And they couldn't figure it out. And then tonight, to be able to say, right, okay, let's just get through this, lads. Let's just do this. But as soon as the first goal went in, right from the start of the second half, I turned to my friend after 48 minutes and I said, we've done more in the last 3 minutes than we've done in the last 3 weeks. And it's only a slight exaggeration, because I think that Rangers players, it was almost like the sense of relief flowed through the stadium and flowed through the players, and they grew and they grew and they grew. And then, of course, it always helps when you've got a new player and he's come in and he looks pretty special right from the off. And I think that, you know, the fans have taken to him straight away, and the rest of the players obviously trust him, because, you know, in the second half they were getting the ball to him constantly. And just all of a sudden, you mentioned it there, it is, it's about belief. It's brilliant when everybody's on song and you're going out and you're smashing teams 4-5. Magic, right? Love it. But that isn't going to last you a whole season. And it's when you're not playing well, can you get the result? Well, questions have been understandably, rightly asked about Rangers about their ability to do that, because we lost at Tynecastle, because we drew at the weekend. And another one tonight keeps the cycle going. Instead, they answered that. Not only did they answer us, Charlie, not only did they answer the critics, I think they might have actually answered themselves. And that might be the most crucial thing that comes out of tonight.
Yeah, I hope so, because we'll talk a little bit about the Aberdeen game. I mean, 0-0, obviously, 8-game winning streak. And we was all worried, weren't they? You know, Gerrard said after the players missing the spark in the final third, what's the reason for this little sticky patch? Is it happening again? And so many questions, David, but you already touched upon them. Looking so rusty from that winter break. And now just maybe tonight is, we can look back later on in the season as a pivotal moment tonight, beating Hibs 2-1. It won't seem it, but it could be tonight of all nights that sparked it back.
Yeah, I think that they came back and, you know, they were a wee bit slow at the traps. But they won the first couple of games, you know, Stranraer and Tavernan. And I think that they just assumed, I know we did as fans, I think that they just assumed, yeah, it'll come back. And then it didn't. And then I think that there was a little bit of panic. I think there was a little bit of, right, hang on, why isn't it coming back? What is causing this? What is going wrong? What do we need to do? And I think that tonight, will answer that to themselves, as I said, and more importantly, we'll maybe kind of make them realise that, you know, you are a good side, but you need to be at it every game. You can't coast. We're entering the year now, Charlie, where we're playing teams that, even if they're maybe not great sides, they need points. You know, they're fighting relegation, they're fighting to be top six. They've got to try and get something at these games. So they might not have an awful lot of skill or whatever, but they're working their backside off to try and get something, to try and get a point out of these games. You need to overcome that. And you've got to match the work rate, and then you've got to show your quality. And that's where Rangers have been falling down the last few weeks. I mean, Saturday against Aberdeen, we'll talk about it. Rangers worked hard enough, but there was no quality. And in the end, that meant a side they're not as good as we are weren't able rather to shut us out, to cancel us out. What we need is the side to almost match any time the kind of physical challenge, the battle. We spoke about it last week, didn't we, about Tynecastle, about how they hadn't done that there. When they do that and then they assert their ability, they can go on and do something. And to me, you know, you just need to look at England at the moment, at the title race. Liverpool are doing that week in, week out. Manchester City aren't. And that's why this huge gap has opened up. Because you've got to go out and do it week after week after week. And hopefully now that this has been Rangers' blip and it's over and we can start to build and get more results. Because tonight, I think they might have just arrested the dip just before it became terminal. And that will give us plenty to play for moving on the rest of the season.
Yeah,
then the pressure changes.
Yeah, there's so much time to go, David. I know maybe other fans and other pundits are getting excited, but Gerrard said it as well. Yeah, we're missing a spark in the final third, but don't worry about it. There are many twists and tails yet to come in the season. And just like we spoke upon with Hearts, you know, having something at Tynecastle, Aberdeen having something, two successive draws now with Rangers, and teams just were able to get at them. But we may see a bigger bounce back from tonight's game, but that was what really happened in the Aberdeen game.
Yeah, basically the Aberdeen game, Rangers just went cutting edge. Aberdeen came with a game plan, they were very organised. They were aided by a referee who sort of allowed the tactical fouling to go on, which broke Rangers' momentum. But that's not excuse, because it's the same for both teams, thing, isn't it? They had, you know, at the end of the day, that was the circumstance. You've got to go on with it. And Rangers couldn't adapt to that. And the longer the game went on, the more desperate Rangers became. We've all seen it with a team. They try too hard. They get panicky. They get jumpy.
For the fans, by the fans. Love Sport Radio.
You're listening to the Rangers Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, joined by my partner in crime, David Edgar, at Ibrox Rocks, the Heart and Hand podcast. David, I was worried about you. I can't lie then. We know you're on the way home from the game, and I was worried we'd lost you to the mean streets of Glasgow.
But yeah, I mean, that do look a little bit odd. I'm not going to lie to you.
it happens to us all, mate.
Yeah, I do think that people are going to be going, that nuffle's talking to himself. But on the plus side, that should mean that, you know, no one will come and speak to me, won't it? Because you know what it's like. If you see somebody on the train that looks like a head case, then you generally sort of leave them alone. I must have looked like a nut tonight at Ibrox, because a friend of mine actually brought me a box set, a Rolling Stones box set to the game. And I'm walking about with it in the ground. I almost look like a psycho. You know, it's just like, I don't carry this about with me, just in case you're wondering. But I was just, as I was saying, the Aberdeen game, I never got the impression, Charlie, that it's coming, there's going to be a goal, that we're going to get this, we're going to get the win. And I never felt like that. And that, I think, was probably the worst part. We've got done it, you know. I was a bit of a jinx, and I need to apologise to you for this, because I was the king of 0-0s at the weekend. I watched that game, then I went home and I watched Man United draw 0-0. Then I watched the Arsenal game the next day, 0-0, and I thought, I'm never going to see a goal again. You know, I've had it. This is
Apology accepted, David. You know, maybe it was you and the weekend. We're past it
now.
Aberdeen, don't you never need to apologise. Aberdeen is in the rearview mirror. We're talking 3 points tonight, and it's all that we really care about. Aberdeen is in the past. It's dead and buried. But something I want to talk about now, because I know that you was very excited at the start. What you also, we also spoke about last week, we said, look, it's been a quiet window, very inactive. Could we then look at this later on in the season and go, Rangers have missed an opportunity, you know, all the competitions they're in, the race they're in, we know fans felt that way, and that maybe we missed a trick almost. And then all of a sudden, it sprung to life, bringing bodies in. They made a couple of signings on the day, but one of the signings, David, I'm not sure if you know, scored tonight, and I'm going to throw it out there, possibly the greatest player I've ever seen play football.
Definitely. Like I say, let's not put too much pressure on the lad, but it's quite.
You can't argue with facts.
No, there you go. The brilliant thing is that in Glasgow, basically anybody who grew up in the '90s whose name was George in Glasgow, their nickname is Hadji. Right, I know four people called Hadji, and so they're over the moon. Right, about this, that they're finally being able to get their name on the back of their jersey. But he looks tremendous. He's genuinely two-footed. If you actually go and look on YouTube, you'll see a game where he plays with his last club, where he scored two penalties, one with his left, one with his right foot, in the same match. So he's a baller, I believe, as the kids put it. But tonight he did look tremendous. Great close control, strong, physical strength as well, which you need to play up here. And I was just nothing but impressed with them. And you know, at a place like Ibrox, you know, the fans will adore you if you're like that, and the backing you'll get. It was actually a very sweet moment when he scored, Sally, because he went, you know, to celebrate and went a bit mad, and then I think he was ready to just run back to halfway line when he noticed that the whole stadium was still going bongo. I thought, I might as well milk this for a bit. And he stayed down in the corner. And it turns out it was his dad's birthday today.
On his dad's birthday, unbelievably. Hopefully, he'll be in the stands sooner rather than later. David, we've had a tweet into the studio. This one comes from Andrew Tate, in brackets saying, soon to be Hadji. So he's clearly on the trail as well.
Told you.
Saying, David, how key is it what Hadji offers us? Don't see anyone else offering that currently. No real difference makers. Also, how would you feel about MC coming into the squad to help clean up the second balls in the middle of the park?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we are definitely lacking that a little bit at the moment because our guys who do that, the likes of Kamara and Davis, are not in the best of form at the moment. Really badly missing Ryan Jack. He is a huge miss for us at the moment, and you can see it. He's spot on about Hadji. One, Rangers need somebody that can open up defences because teams will come and pop off. And we've lacked that for a couple of seasons. The guys who are capable of doing it for us, Kent and Aribo, haven't been in the best of form lately themselves. So maybe even the added benefit of him, Charlie, is if he's playing well, it'll take the focus off these other lads and give them a couple of games, give them a couple of weeks to get themselves back up to speed, which, you know, rather than have this glaring spotlight on them when everybody's paying attention to Hadji, it might allow them to kind of rediscover the form. But yeah, the more options you can have, the better for a team like us. And tonight, Gerard did something I thought was quite interesting. Like, he usually plays either a 4-3-3 or a 4-2-3-1, but with two holding midfielders. And there's been a feeling at Ibrox for a while now, do we really need two of them at home against teams who are just going to park the bus? And tonight he didn't. He went with one, and I thought Rangers did look a lot better for that.
David, obviously, look, we know that they potentially have a gem on their hands. It wasn't the only signing, though, into Rangers. Made a couple of other ones. Signing a player, obviously, from Hibs, who you played tonight. Jack Ross wasn't happy, though, because, obviously, Florian had a few things to say, saying that it was a dream to join Rangers. And Jack Ross, quick to point out that, hey, he's only on loan, and you'll be back playing for your parent club sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I'll give him his due. That I actually felt if that interview had gone another couple of minutes, he was going to take out a Hibs kit and wipe his backside with it. What I would say is that he might not be playing for Rangers next year, Charlie, but I doubt pretty much he'll be playing for Hibs. I don't think that he endeared himself to the fans. One of the things he said was, yeah, my second game for Hibs was at Rangers, and I said to my agent, can you try and get me out of there, because those fans are the best in the world. He's not going back to Hibs after saying that.
Yeah, no way. I mean, I saw that and I thought, really, Jack Ross? I mean, you're saying parent club. Rangers will make it permanent or he'll go somewhere else. The kid's not going to go anywhere else. And he's talking to Rangers TV. What else did you expect him to say? He's playing for the club that he's hoping to, you know, become a fan's favourite very, very quickly.
Spot on. And you're spot on there, because straight away our fans, you know, had a good lol at the Hibs fans about that, and we were quite happy. So he has helped kind of win himself some admirers at Rangers. Mm. And, you know, the next thing is a few goals. But I suppose you could say, you know, is it a lack of professionalism, whatever. To me, it indicates a guy who is looking to move. Interestingly, though, he had a massive fallout with Neil Lennon when Neil Lennon was the Hibs manager. So he's got a kind of point, you know, to prove as well.
He told Lennon that he wanted to move to Rangers and it was his dream.
Listen, if something that would burn your bridge there, that would be it. So hopefully you'll get the chance to score a few goals. We needed a body in, Charlie. We desperately needed a body in up front with Jermaine Defoe being out. And again, you know, we spoke last week. Do you remember we were talking about how with Jermaine Defoe, people sometimes annoyed about the stuff that he doesn't do? And I'm like, well, focus on the stuff he does do. That Aberdeen game, I just kept thinking, you know, he'd get one just out of nothing. You know, where the team aren't playing well or whatever, but he would do something, and he might not be in the game for 89 minutes, but the ball would fall and he would swivel and get one. And that's what you miss. That's when you miss that kind of genuine top quality player. But they brought in somebody that's got a good SPL record. They brought in somebody that could be very, very exciting in terms of Giannis Hadji. And they just gave everybody a lift. I think you need that, don't you, in January? Even if it is just one or two players that come in. I mean, you can take it too far and, you know, sign Odie and Igalo for a laugh, but I think if you just, you know, not stick to something that's sensible and doesn't look as though you've got a Panini sticker album from 2015 out, then things will go quite well.
Yeah, it will go quite well. Obviously, that injury, we spoke about Defoe at length. He was playing, Morelos was injured and suspended. Now Defoe out for 5 weeks. And look, I know he's not maybe the first name on the team sheet, but in the instance that you just said, David, it is a blow, isn't it?
Huge, yeah, because that's exactly the game that he'd pop up and, you know, as I say, just ball on the edge of the box, drops and boom, it's a goal. When you think, that wasn't even a chance. He'd done it last week against Ross County for the breakthrough goal. And, you know, you need all your good players, don't you? You want all your key players. And he's a strange one in that he might not be a key player as in he's the first name in the team sheet, but he's always going to feature and you always want to have him around. And it was important for us to bring in other people because we've lost him, we've lost Ryan Jack for a little bit. James Tavernier's been out, although thankfully he came back into the side tonight, which was brilliant to see. So hopefully this has been our kind of injury bit and this has been our form drop and everything, and we can now just push through the end of the season. It might not be enough because Celtic are playing well, scoring lots of goals, but we need to be ready that if we have a dip, we've got to at least be able to know that, yeah, but we'll do our side of the bargain. And for the last few weeks, I haven't felt like that.
Yeah, got to do your side of the bargain. Hamilton and Kilmarnock next then, David, quickly. You know, back to form now. We're hoping we've sparked that tonight. Are you expecting the same for the next two fixtures?
Hopefully. You know, Hamilton away, plastic pitch, would be confident of beating them with all due respect, them, although they ran Celtic very, very close at the weekend. Kilmarnock away is always tough for Rangers. It's a dreadful pitch and we will have to go there. We've had some bad results down there. Thankfully though, I'll be, you know, in the house by the time that we come to talk next week, so you won't have to spend it with as many of my fellow city inhabitants as you do tonight. But
I enjoyed it, David.
Thank you. It's been really, I thought, irritating of Scottish football to schedule some of the Wednesday night games when just after the show went to half.
I can't believe it. Just as we got prime time in half an hour, I had their day.
Bingo. But after that, we'll go to Thursday and we'll go back to our normal working hours. But
I think we'll win both these games. I'm not necessarily sure I'm expecting champagne performances, but who knows? You know, if they take the confidence from tonight into the games, who knows?
Who knows? David, always a pleasure to chat to you tonight. Make sure you get home safe at those hours. David Edgar there from the Heart and Hand podcast at Ibrox Rocks. Always a legend. He is Mr. Glasgow Rangers. Great to get him on and talk about your team. And thank you for your tweet tonight. As always, you can have your say on Glasgow Rangers. Tweet us at Lovesport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. But David said it there. We will be back and for half an hour next Wednesday at 10:30 on Lovesport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Lovesport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Lovesport Radio on Twitter.